Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here is your host, Devin Nunes.
Welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. You know how I always like to talk about great places to visit in California. And this week, we're going to talk about the Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park. We've talked about Yosemite National Park in the past, but this week we're coming to you from downtown Visalia. Why downtown Visalia? Why are we here? Well, it's a really beautiful city with a beautiful downtown. Sits right at the bottom of the Sierras, and it's the gateway to the Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park. And we're here this morning in downtown Visalia at a place called Visit Visalia, which is a tourism bureau that's headed by Suzanne Bianco. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So when I think about Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park, the main thing that people need to know about are about the giant sequoia trees. So people have heard about the tall redwood trees, but really the sequoia trees are different because they're so big. And in fact, what you have just a short distance from here in Visalia on the valley floor, for those on our national audience, big flat San Joaquin Valley looks straight up at the Sierra Nevada mountain range. So about an hour and a half from downtown Visalia, you can visit the largest living thing in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is the General Sherman tree.
Correct. Absolutely. Beautiful. It's the largest living tree on the planet. So it's really a bucket list item for people to come see. And people from all over the world, you know, make the trek here to come visit those trees.
Yeah. So you're here in downtown Visalia, and you've just opened this location in the last year or so. Mm-hmm. And you've had visitors from 30 different countries.
Absolutely. Yes, we have. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people don't realize, like, when I've had foreign visitors here or even friends that have come in, and you say, well, I'm going to take you to visit some trees. And I remember one guy telling me, oh, we have trees in Colombia. I had the ambassador of Colombia here one time. We have trees in Colombia. I'm not sure I need to go see that. And then he got up there and he just wanted to stay there and just stare at the General Sherman tree, because you don't realize how big it is until you get there right below it.
Yeah. And even photographs really don't do justice. You hardly have to see the scale of a person relative to the size of those trees to get the, to understand the massiveness of them. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Cause it sounds ridiculous, you know, cause people say, oh, trees,
like,
you know,
Disneyland.
Everybody has trees. Why do we want to go see trees? You know, not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but the Sequoia redwoods only grow in certain shaded spots at certain elevations.
Yeah. So it's something like the western slope of the Sierra Nevada mountains, roughly from 4,000 to 8,000 feet. So we have, of the top 10 largest trees in the world, like 8 of the largest ones are right here in Tulare County. So yeah, amazing.
And that's the other thing that you have to realize is, like, you don't just go up there to see one, like, you really can't tell the difference sometimes. Well, Sherman is so big, you can tell the difference with the General Sherman tree, but when you look at the other ones, I mean, they're massive too, right? And that's just that one, because there's several different little groves you go up and see. So how many groves, like, if you want to go up there and kind of get a good view, you've got where the General Sherman is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have over in the Kings Canyon National Park
is another grove, the Grant Grove of Trees.
The Grant Grove. Those are the two major ones.
The most popular ones that visitors would go to, yeah, I'd probably say that. In Grant Grove, in the Kings Canyon side, is the General Grant tree, and that's considered the nation's Christmas tree. So every December, they do a laying of the wreath in honor of the men and women of the military. So it's a really special tree as well. And to see the sequoias with their cinnamon-colored bark against the white snow is a spectacular sight.
Right. And so what you do here in visitvisalia.com, you make sure people have information about that Visalia is a great place to stay because they have shuttles from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a program that was originally started by the Park Service. I was involved in that years ago, getting that going. But during the summer months, they run how many shuttles per day from downtown Visalia?
It's like 5 different shuttles departure times per day up to the park, and it drops visitors, picks them up at their hotel here in Visalia and other areas along Highway 198, drops them off at the Giant Forest Museum up in the park. From there, the visitors can hop on the in-park shuttle. It's a free step-on, step-off shuttle to take them to all the sites they'd like to see within the park. End of the day, they get back on their particular shuttle and come back to their hotel. So it's a great drive-free, you don't have to drive your own car to go up and see the sequoias. So for visitors that don't want to drive mountain roads or don't have a car, it's a great opportunity for them to be able to get up and see the trees.
And the roads are really nice up there
now. Yes, they are.
They've all been redone. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, you go up there and like half the roads as you would go that windy area, you know, it'd be gravel roads and you go from basically sea level
6,000 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. 6,000 feet. Mm-hmm. The closest airport is Fresno.
Correct.
Yosemite International. Then you're about a 45 minute drive from the airport to come and stay in Visalia.
Yes.
Then you can either park your car or drive your car into the park, mm-hmm. either way. Downtown Visalia is a beautiful, beautiful area. I've done a lot of podcasts from here, but probably one of the best things about it is there's plenty of hotels to stay at here.
Right.
In addition, there's a lot of great restaurants here.
Yeah, absolutely. Visalia, we call it Jewel of the Valley. You know, we have a downtown core that has remained really strong over time, you know, as the town grew and, you know, it sort of grew outward and the malls became, you know, a little on the edge of town, right? Mm-hmm. Downtowns, a lot of downtowns suffered, I think, from the loss of the merchants in their downtown area. Our merchants worked really hard to make sure we have a very vibrant, walkable downtown. So it's a great asset to Visalia. When they want the national chains, the shops, the restaurants, they are there down on Mooney Boulevard. But Main Street really remains a great destination for entertainment and restaurants and shops. So
right. There's no shortage of things to do in Visalia if you want to have some nice downtime. Great places to eat.
Right.
Usually in the summer months, it's hot, but most of the hotels have pools,
right,
swimming pools.
Yeah. We have the new Sequoia Springs Water Park that opened up, so that's another fun way to cool off in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. And there's great places. I mean, like we talked about, there's plenty of breweries. There's a brewery district now here, yeah. So you come in and, you know, so let's say that for the national audience, it's about a 3-hour drive from Los Angeles, depending on traffic.
Yep.
So,
and about 3.5 from San Francisco, so really middle of the state,
right.
So really well located to either of those gateway cities.
So if you're coming in to visit, you know, taking your family to Los Angeles to see Disneyland or what have you, you pop up here, you stayed 2 nights in Visalia. Mm-hmm. Can you pretty much see everything you need to see in one full long day in the Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park if you left early in the morning and spent the whole day up there looking at all
you
the growth?
You could. If you're looking at the highlights, it'd probably be better to do Sequoia in one day and Kings in another. Even though they're adjacent parks and they're managed together, they have different feels to them. Sequoia is a magnificent park with those beautiful trees and, you know, climbing to the top of Morro Rock and seeing the Great Western Divide. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, amazing.
There's a lot of great hikes up there too that are mm-hmm. that are short hikes that you can go on. Like the Morro Rock is a beautiful way because mm-hmm. you can see the whole valley as long as there's no fires that are burning.
Tocopa
Falls. We've talked about the forest fires here on the podcast before that we had. It were awful. So if I come in, I can spend 1 to 2 days mm-hmm. seeing Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park, see the groves. And then, of course, we've talked about on the podcast before about Yosemite. Yosemite's right next door.
Right, absolutely.
So you can stay a couple nights in Visalia. Mm-hmm. Go and see everything in there, and then you can go to Yosemite. I mean, you can really make a nice...
Well, we actually call that the Majestic Mountain Loop. So we have partnered with the Oakhurst Visitor Bureau to mm-hmm. create something called the Majestic Mountain Loop, and that's exactly what it is. It doesn't cost anything, and it's not something that we take you on. It's a self-guided tour, but for people that have a limited amount of time but really would like to see three of California's most spectacular parks, we have the Majestic Mountain Loop, majesticmountainloop.com if you're interested, that will just help visitors see those. So we point out what are the highlights in each of those three parks, where you can stay and how you can get through and see those three parks. So great opportunity for people that are visiting that want to, but don't have a lot of time.
If you want to come here to this region, I highly recommend it because if you haven't seen the trees, like we talked about, they are spectacular. And as we've talked about before, talking about Yosemite National Park, it probably is the most beautiful national park that there is in terms of that valley view with the glacier that carved through the valley there with the waterfalls. It's just incredible. So you can come to this region. You can go to visitvisalia.com. And so, Suzanne, thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for being on the show this week. And
absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And how else? So it's visitvisalia.com mm-hmm. is a good way. What's another way?
Yeah, on social media, we're also Visit Visalia. So check us out on there. We have lots of great activities, events, things that are happening in town.
You're on Facebook.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Instagram.
All right.
On YouTube, we have some great videos on YouTube that really highlight
that's great.
Visalia. Mm-hmm. Shows our food scene. It shows our art scene.
And that's on visitvisalia.com.
If you go on YouTube, it's our Visit Visalia and See the Sequoias is our YouTube page. So, yeah. go check it out.
Thank you for taking the time.
We appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Devin Nunes coming to you from downtown Visalia. Don't forget to book your trip next summer to Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park and stay in Visalia. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Devin Nunes Podcast. We invite you to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And remember, you can download this podcast on iTunes or at devinnunes.com.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
Wind whips the dust up and rain's pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We started wondering if we even matter at all. Days, 'cause we've kept our American faith.
Now it's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can't fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we kept our American faith. As we, the people, free and strong, fight through the dark night toward the dawn. We're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith.
Paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.